Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
All right, Caroline joins us in studio once a week to highlight another great local cause or nonprofit. So, Caroline, please tell us who we're talking to today.
I will. Welcome to May, everybody. You know, Tyler, this is the beginning of my 3-year anniversary of Caroline's Cause Corner.
Congratulations.
Yay. Yeah. So, we'll be celebrating with some really great guests. And one of them, our kickoff guest, is Jerry Rosen, who is the founder and CEO of an amazing organization called Working Wardrobes. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
Good morning, and thanks so much for having me here to celebrate with you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So tell the listeners all about this amazing organization.
Well, Working Wardrobes is in its 26th year.
I got a few years to go.
Yes, and our mission is to help men, women, young adults, and veterans who are going through some life challenge get back on their feet and back to work with dignity.
And so what inspired you to start Working Wardrobes?
Well, I had been on the board of another nonprofit organization, always will remain unnamed, and their philosophy was that volunteers would be thanked when they got to heaven. And I actually believe volunteers need to be thanked really in the moment, authentically. And so we said we must do something different, and we've got to do it in a different way. And so we said, look, women who have suffered domestic violence really need a boost to their self-esteem. And so we started off on this little challenge just to put a one-time only event together to help women who are survivors of domestic violence renew their self-esteem. We were going to do their hair and their makeup and a skills assessment, provide some wardrobing for them, and just send them off on their way. And it was such a powerful experience in putting this event together, all run by volunteers, that everyone said, well, let's do that again, Jerry. So so I did for about a dozen years, put these big events on, and every year we just got bigger and bigger because there's always more and more people that need to be served.
Absolutely, and you have expanded from women and just domestic violence, not just, but, you know, to men and women on a variety of different life struggles, correct?
Exactly, and as we started to serve more women, we realized that it's not just domestic violence. They may have been incarcerated. They may have gone through any kinds of life challenges. And those same services that we developed for women were very appropriate for men. And the issue is the need to get men back on their feet so the whole family isn't at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then my thought was if we could get in front of the issue and help young adults, maybe they wouldn't wind up in some of these same situations when they are adults. And then about 10 years ago, we put a focus on serving veterans. And many of our veterans are really going through some of the same issues of addiction and incarceration. And we really have a focus now on helping our veterans through these challenges and get back to work. They've done so much for our country, and we really owe a debt of gratitude to them.
Yeah, that is very, very true. So I brought you a couple items today. I wasn't sure if they were appropriate. So why don't you tell the listeners what are the type of items that you're looking for in your Working Wardrobes closet?
Well, we're actually more than a closet. We're in a center that's 16,500 square feet, and we're just about to move into a building that's 25,000 square feet. So I always say you give a woman any size building and she's going to fill it. And
I was going to say something about that too.
We will definitely fill it. But we're always looking for great quality clothing that our clients can wear for an interview. We also happen to have 7 stores, resale stores, outlet shops, and thrift shops. So we will look for things beyond just the professional attire, and we're looking for casual clothing, a beach attire, a prom attire, evening attire. So we can find a place for almost anything as long as it's in really good condition.
Wonderful. And do you have any events coming up that people can plug into?
We are going to be doing an event at the Joint Forces Base in Los Alamitos and serving about 120 active reservists who really need a hand up and a boost to their self-esteem. And it's actually the same thing that I did 26 years ago with women. So our reservists have a particular issue. Many of them are doing regular jobs and in a moment's notice can be lifted from that job and put into combat. And so we have an opportunity to serve both the males and the females that are in our reserve these days. And so we're excited about that new partnership.
We're talking to Jerry Rosen from Working Wardrobes. Jerry, what is the website where people can get more information?
Very active at www.workingwardrobes.org.
Okay. And I guess, you know, wrapping up, what's the one thing that you want people to take away from Working Wardrobes?
Well, while clothes are always important, and that's sort of the final touch of what we provide for our clients, funding for us, people that want to invest in the work that we're doing, companies that want to get on board, critically important to our success. We want companies to hire our clients and to invest in our work as well.
Well, I think what you're doing is phenomenal. And, you know, people, clean out your closets. Where are the stores, the retail stores located?
Retail stores are in Tustin and Laguna Hills. We have stores in Laguna Niguel, Anaheim, Costa Mesa, Garden Grove. We're pretty much covering Orange County these days.
Wonderful. Spring cleaning time. Get those closets cleaned out and donate your goods to your gently used items to Working Wardrobes. Jerry, thanks so much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
And listeners, thanks for listening to Caroline's Cause Corner. Check out my Facebook page, like it, share it. And if you have anybody that you want me to interview, let me know about it and I will consider it. Until next time, this is Caroline. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.